Thank you very much, Peter. Yes, the protocol is also an important instrument. It is a regional instrument, but it's the only one worldwide on water and sanitation. And it helps to achieve the human rights on water, of course. Thanks a lot. I will, because we are have a lack of time, and we go now to the decisions of the working groups.
You can, if there are any questions, we can take one.
Yeah, but we already had a round. So yes. It is the working groups encouraged partners to further identify possible synergies and join efforts with the Water Convention to support a better understanding and implementation of the Convention and its activities worldwide, including under the future 2025 to 2027 program of work of the Convention. B, entrusted the Secretariat in cooperation with the Bureau to develop a draft decision on partnerships or more specific partnership decisions with particular organizations for adoption at the 10th session of the meeting of the parties. C, decided to include cooperation with UN Water, global and regional partners, and other multilateral environmental agreements and contribution to policy processes into the draft future program of work for 2025 and 2027. Okay. Then, next item. B, that is Joint Expert Group on Water and Industrial Accidents. You might remember that the Water Convention cooperates with the Industrial Accidents Convention since a lot of years, and there's a joint expert group because water and industrial accidents logically belongs a bit, unfortunately, together. And I would like to invite Danka Talmajnárová and also Peter from Slovakia and Hungary, member of the Joint Expert Group on Water and Industrial Accidents, to present progress in activities, and there was a seminar, and also planned and proposed activities beyond 2024. Danka, you have the floor.